Okay, let's dive in. We know you want to get up to speed quickly, without feeling totally swamped.
Absolutely. And today we're tackling something just vital for, well, for long-term success, really. Adaptation.
Right. It's about adapting and evolving. We've been looking at some material from Adapting and Evolving, the key to long-term success.
Exactly. And our mission here is to pull out the really core insights. We want to show you why it's so essential, but also, importantly, how you can actually cultivate it.
Yeah, the how is key.
Right.
Okay, let's start with an analogy. The source uses one from nature.
Ah, yes, the survival point.
Right, it's not always the biggest or, the smartest species that lasts. It's the ones that can change, that can adapt to new surroundings. Powerful stuff when you think about it for
Oh,
us, right?
and it really is. It's fascinating how that biological necessity, adaptability, just mirrors success in our own lives and organizations. Being
Yeah.
too rigid, that's a huge risk when everything else is shifting.
So why is it so critical? The source breaks it down. First up, navigating uncertainty. I mean, life throws curveballs constantly. Economic shifts, tech breakthroughs, global events we didn't see coming. How does adaptation help there?
Well, think of it like having a really flexible toolkit, maybe. It means you're not just bracing for impact during turbulent times. You might actually spot new chances that pop up because of the disruption.
Okay, so it's survival and opportunity spotting.
Exactly. Some businesses, for instance, totally pivoted during crises and, found surprising new avenues for growth.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The second reason mentioned is staying relevant. Which, wow, in today's world, standing still feels like you're actively falling behind, doesn't it?
It really does. Technology, customer needs, even your personal brand, it's all evolving so fast. If you're not keeping pace, you risk becoming, well,
Obsolete.
pretty much. It raises that big question, how do you stay competitive when the goalposts keep moving? It boils down to continuous evolution, staying curious, open to new ways of doing things.
Like the Kodak example the source touches on. They invented the tech but couldn't adapt their main business.
A classic cautionary tale, yeah. Shows the real cost of not evolving with the times.
Okay, so avoiding obsolescence, but it's also about moving forward, right? The source links adaptation to unlocking growth. That sounds proactive.
It is. Adaptation often means stepping outside what's comfortable. And that process, learning new things, facing unfamiliar challenges, that's where real growth happens. It builds resilience, opens up possibilities.
And the last big reason was fostering innovation.
Yes. If you have a mindset that's open to change, it naturally fuels new ideas. It encourages experimentation.
Because you're not afraid to fail sometimes.
Exactly. You see missteps as learning points, not dead ends. That mindset is far more likely to challenge how things are done and, lead to real breakthroughs.
Okay, the why is clear. Big question now. How do we actually become more adaptable? How do we build this evolutionary mindset?
Right. The practical steps, the source gives some good ones. First, stay curious. Always be learning.
Reading, workshops, talking to different kinds of people.
All of that. Actively seek out new information, maybe follow thinkers in related fields, just keep feeding your brain.
Got it. Feed the brain. What's next?
Be observant. Really notice the subtle shifts happening around you, market trends, new tech, even changes in relationships. Tune into your environment.
So learn and pay attention to the now.
Precisely. Then be flexible. This is maybe the tough one, letting go of old ways, being willing to experiment.
And seeing failure as data, like you said.
Exactly. It's information for your next move, which ties into the next point. Seek feedback.
Ah, actively ask for it.
Yes. And be genuinely open to constructive criticism. Others often see things we don't, our blind spots.
Takes courage, but I can see how valuable that is. Okay, and the last piece.
Develop resilience. Adapting involves change, and change can mean setbacks. Mental and emotional resilience helps you navigate those bumps, learn from them, and bounce back. It makes future adaptations a bit smoother.
Okay, resilience is key.
Yeah.
Now, briefly, the source mentioned something called eidosage.
Ah, yeah. It was mentioned as an example, sort of an entity that specifically helps individuals and organizations with strategic adaptation. The source notes they offer services for navigating change.
So, presented as a potential resource someone to look into if they wanted external help with this stuff.
Correct. Just an example given in the text we looked at.
Got it. So, wrapping this up, the core message seems really clear. If you want long-term success, long-term fulfillment even, you've got to embrace change, keep learning, keep adapting.
That's the heart of it. It's not a fixed trait. It's an active process.
Yeah, that's actually really empowering, I think, knowing it's something you can cultivate.
Definitely. So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. Reflect on just one area, maybe in your work, maybe personal life, where being a bit more adaptable could really make a positive difference.
Just one area to start.
Yeah, and then ask yourself, what's one small, tiny step you could take, maybe even today, to start flexing that adaptability muscle in that specific area? That could be your launchpad.